Hello, Selig 3.
Hi, this is Shalette. I'm calling from Local Splash. How are you this morning?
How are you doing? Good.
I'm good, good. So, yeah, you actually wanted to call, you know, last time I said Tuesday, but we had actually agreed to talk today on Monday.
Okay.
So with Google Ads, I know nothing's happened all week for you, you know, period, really. We talked about it, the adjustment that happened the last time we spoke, and you weren't getting any clicks. And then since that time, I think it's only spent $35. So it's just barely, it's barely starting to spend. So you really haven't spent any budget yet, but it's still in a learning phase. It's not zero anymore, but it's in a learning phase with the new adjustments Google made. And I apologize, but then again, the purpose is to maximize your spend with what you're getting. You know, so you were spending a lot of money and not getting what you needed out of it. And
well,
so,
I now have to say the new adjustments means that you made some changes.
Yes, yes.
That's what my consultant told me, that when they updated this website,
No changes to the website. No changes to the website. It's not about that.
Explain to me that when you moved to this other website, Google couldn't identify the new website like it could the last one.
Okay, but I understand that principle, but it doesn't apply here at all. That principle does apply in many kinds of different cases, but that is not what happened here. This website was not, the domain was not changed. The domain, this change that I'm talking about, this new adjustment, happened as a result of something we did directly in your Google Guarantee. You had the new website. You were still getting all those clicks. You had about 20 calls a week or 21 to 28.
Yeah.
But it wasn't working for you.
Well, the thing is, yeah, we changed to the new website, and then it kind of...
Well, I can tell you that this change that I'm talking about happened a couple weeks after the website. It's not from the website. But I'm talking about Google Ads directly. Our team had a Google Ads specialist, not just someone from our team, but somebody from Google, go through your account and your Google Ad account and make adjustments. And at that time, and I can tell you that happened it happened a week ago, okay? And Google, and there's an email, you know, I mean, we have notes that are coming from what Google tells us, that maximizing the conversions was implemented
This is Google AdWords.
Just AdWords. And the bid, as the bid strategy has been changed to automated billing, you might experience a fluctuation. Google might use more of the budget on some days and less on the other days. When this happens, your daily costs, well, this is something that's always true. Your daily costs could be up to two times your average daily budget. However, they even it out by the end of the month. But that's not what's happening yet. It tells you it'll take a few days for this to kick in. It's been more than a few days. It's been about a week. You had 3 days of zero clicks, and now you've had 3 days of just a few clicks. So it's starting to work, but not working up to par yet. And I can just say it's not spending your budget up either. So the difference, I mean, your whole, you still have $639 left and a billing tomorrow. So it didn't spend your money from last week. But I'm sure that it will this week. It still says it's in a learning phase. When I look at it, it still says it's learning. And so you only had two clicks yesterday, one the day before and one the day before. So I understand you didn't get calls, but you didn't pay for clicks either yet. And literally $35, $45, $50 in a week, instead of $100 a day. So just give it this next week to see if these adjustments will kick in, and in the meantime, it's not wasting your money either.
Okay, so, I mean, there's nothing we could do about it now. It's too late, but I have, on the Google Guarantee as well, I called a guy yesterday, or...
Friday.
Friday, and, you know, he was, the other name, but anyway, the original guy, I think it's
Okay, Ivan? I'll help you with names. You're used to speaking with Ivan, and he wasn't here on Friday, and you spoke with Kyle, who doesn't, maybe, they had to refer it to someone else, which is, the most experienced would be Perry.
Whoever I spoke to, I was trying to explain to them that, first of all, you know, we don't have, you know, there was a budget there, and it wasn't really being used because it was getting no calls either. And I noticed that. I said, I asked him the question, like, you know, what was the status? And he said the status was that Google was managing it at this point, blah, blah, blah. So, you know, and I said, well, I'm not getting any calls, and da-da-da-da-da-da. He says, well, he says he couldn't really help that it was on a Google, you know, algorithm, and that's, you know, that's where you get most of the calls when you do that, blah, blah, blah. So I said, well, you know, I was trying to explain to him that I'm checking every day because I'm getting no calls from any of it, neither the AdWords or the Google Guarantee. And I said, I check it every day, and I just one thing I never see my name anywhere in the front page. And he was still, you know, adamant that, you know, there wasn't much he could do because this is, you know, it was all set, blah, 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 and Google was in charge. But I said, listen, if I'm not getting any calls and I'm telling you that I go and look every day, you guys don't, and I see that I'm not on the front page, there's something wrong. And, you know, he was eager to get away at that point because, you know, I know I have a problem and, you know. Anyway, make a long story short, hey, listen. Turn it on to $50 instead of where it is. Change the setting. Put it to $50 the way it used to be.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So when you hear what he said, I still want to say this. He says, I will, but he says, normally, he says, it's always better to have Google manage it, not to do that. The second he did that, while I was on the phone, my name appeared all of a sudden. I said, now I can see it. Before, for the last 5-6 days, I could see nothing, and there was no calls. Because I had told him, what I noticed about this was there you can't see the little green dot clicked on the right, on the left-hand side of Guarantee, so it made me believe that I was switched off. And then he couldn't believe, he was confused. I said, now that I can see Selfie 3 and Landscape. For several days, I couldn't see it. The moment you clicked it off to $50, you know, per click, I can see it. It's being presented.
Took the manual control back. Mm-hmm.
Well, the thing is, the Google Guarantee is supposed to take control, and they're supposed to give you present and give you even more visibility, but that is not what happened. That's why I wasn't getting any calls. I said, now for the first time, when you click it, I can see the little green dot has a little arrow clicked in it. Before that, I said, I would go in there and I could see, you know, there was no green dot, you know? You know what
Got
I'm trying
it.
To say?
I know exactly. You had said you were missing the green check mark, and,
yeah,
and you just weren't seeing it come up.
And I was coming up, even though I was supposedly clicked onto the algorithm that would give me even more visibility than I have by up rising the click higher, you know?
Right.
And then he says, we'll have to check into that. So I think that there's something wrong with the Google Guarantee algorithm as well. You know what I'm trying to say?
I do. And as a result of your conversation on Friday, he did he did refer that to the person. I'd say is kind of, maybe you don't talk to him too often, his name is Perry, but he's more of the head of that department. And it says that he has a note to himself to check your weekly budget and let's see, check weekly budget within Google Guaranteed dashboard and see notes posted by Perry. So Perry is following up on watching this. So you can talk anytime to Ivan or Perry.
So now I have to spend more money this month to try to. I'm going to run out of work. I'm only 3 days left or something. Am I? In 30 years, that has never happened to me. I haven't gone to an estimate this morning yet, nothing. I'm just sitting here. Yeah.
Well, I know
this is 30 years, and you know, the funny thing, I was out to dinner on Saturday night, and the whole place is jam-packed. Every restaurant's jam-packed. You know, I'm thinking to myself, well, I know the economy's a little off, but everybody's spending money here. You know, you were lined up to get into restaurants. You had we had a reservation, and we were able to bypass the line, but the place was still half full, and it was 10 o'clock when we left. So, you know, I'm thinking, and here I am, and, you know, I'm worried about it because I had the same fellas working, for 15 years. And if I can't keep them busy, they're going to leave. So it's far bigger problem than, you know, it's a major problem.
Right. I see it. I know it. And you know, everything you've said is absolutely valid. And so hopefully that change on the Google Guaranteed is working or beginning to work for you that they made on Friday.
Well, I type in three service, Wilton three service, and now I can see Celtic three service in the Google Guaranteed, which I could not see for a whole week or over a week maybe. But now I see it. It's I have the same visibility as everybody else, but I didn't have it before that. I had virtually no visibility, and that's why, you know, I only got one or two calls. Something happened with that, like a week ago. It's just because I couldn't see it. It's anyway.
All right.
So I'm at the mercy of your algorithms at the minute. You know.
At the minute, yes, and I apologize. Like we with the Google ads, we don't want to touch it again just yet because it's in that learning phase, and we don't want to set it back and make it learn for longer. You know, so I've got to just leave it alone for a minute.
Well, the other thing was, you know, I did see the Google Ads working yesterday and when I was searching, you know. I mean, before that, I couldn't see it. I couldn't see anything.
It's starting again, Mike, but not in such high volume as it was. So I can say you had movement yesterday, but very minimal, okay, compared to a week ago, the weeks before, you had a lot more activity, but you weren't happy with your results. And so right now we can see it went from no movement to a little bit yesterday. So actually, I'm looking at today. So there's already more activity today than there was yesterday. So hopefully it just keeps picking up.
Can you hold one? Oh, sorry.
Yep. Sure. You missed the call.
I'll hold one second.
Okay.
It's okay. What is the activity like today, did you say?
Okay. So, for instance, you know, you weren't getting any activity for 30 days, right? And then So far today, we've had 27 impressions and 2 clicks. Those are low numbers, but yesterday you had 17 impressions and 1 click. And so it's just barely starting to move again. So you already almost doubled what it was yesterday. And so it's starting to pick back up, but slowly.
Well, one of them is a customer that was probably went into the site and sent an email, you know?
Maybe you went into the site, but I'm talking about clicks on Google Ads. It wouldn't be registering where I'm reading this, you know?
Well, he might have went in and Googled a selfie tree and then clicked onto the site.
He could have. But the impressions, are still up today over yesterday. So they're not back to your numbers that you had before, but the whole point is to get you better results. You know, high numbers and high spend without enough calls isn't working either, you know?
Well, the organic, how much a month is that?
The organic part of your account. Okay. One moment. And I will tell you exactly. You're spending $199 for everything about your account that's not Google Ads or Google Guarantee. It's $199.
Yeah, but what I think, I don't think you're spending enough on the organic side of things, because
there's no higher amount to pay. There, it's not like paid ads. There's no, if you pay more,
yeah,
you get more.
There's a lot of words that you don't have in your search algorithm. That's my point.
Okay.
Organic is all based on how many search words are in there, and you know, so that if someone does a search that pulls up, and you know what I'm trying to say?
I am not
an expert in that field, but you know, I need to see a list of all those search words, because making sure you have all the search words in there or spending enough time, or, and again, it's not the money thing. It's making sure that there is if somebody typed in Westport Tree Service, you know, or Wilton Tree Service.
Okay.
You know,
so organics doesn't work with a finite list of keywords. Let me just tell you this: you have a list of search areas that you know, which we've gone over, and I know that you're not showing in all of them yet. And some businesses are never showing in a lot of the local areas that they're trying to get into. You're showing into a good number of them, but there's a number of them that are important to you that you're not, and I know that. So the search service areas is one thing, and keywords is not a finite list. Basically, keywords are like services that you do. And so even though there, you know, there'd be a place on your account and a place on Google where you put those services, they, as well as on your website, and there's no place where this is the list and you'll get this if it's in the list. If it's something you do, if it's something related to what you do, then any variation of any one of those keywords, there could be 5 ways of saying it, the same thing, or 10 ways of saying the same thing, you don't write it in a list. With Google Ads, you do, or maybe Google Guaranteed, but not with your organics.
But if I can't be listed organically in these terms where I need to be, does that mean I have to hire another company to do that in those terms?
Well, I just say this. Google Business Profiles used to also be called local listings, you know, and, you know, it's about they started off being about a location that people have, and Google changed it to where you can put it into service areas. Here's the service area I serve, even though I don't have a location for a lot of businesses, and that's fine, but it still Just because you list a bunch of all the cities or counties that you want to serve does not mean your Google Business Profile will necessarily go there everywhere that you do. That's why Google has paid other types of products that can be inserted into areas you want to be in. So, you know, you're using all the products to be able to accomplish that full circle, but the Google Business Profile won't necessarily hit every single city you list. However, you're hitting a number of them, and the ones that you're not, we're currently working on to improve.
You know, the question is, do I need another .NET, I have to create another .NET and then drive marketing to a couple organic marketing to another town? You know, is there any restriction on me doing that that would affect things with Google?
Okay. So it's not about another .NET per se. What you're really asking is if you had another what the real answer to that would be, if you had another location with perceived as a Google Business Profile location in one of those cities, right? So lots of businesses have more than one location. And not large numbers of them, but maybe they have two or three locations, right, if they're a service industry. So the key is if you were trying to create a different location, but you don't want to cause any damage to your existing location, then you would have to have a separate address, you know, which, of course, if it's not a brick-and-mortar business that receives mail, then it would have to be.
My wife is co-holding.
Sure.
Sorry about that.
Hello? Oh, that's okay. So what I was getting at is this. If it's sort of an area that's further away that you just can't get into, you know, then you could have a different location there, but you would have to have a different address to get verified on. You would want no overlapping information. Have to have a different address, but preferably using a different phone number, you know, different website. If some businesses may still use it, and then if it was to be perceived as a separate location and not be marked as a duplicate with Google, then that same area would want to be removed off of your existing listing. Like, in other words, if you created a location in another city, then we take that service area off your existing one so that Google doesn't say, no, this is a duplicate, you see?
So I'm trying to understand, you see, if I can't be shown in an organic setting, you know, in one area, you know, and if I'm going to do pay-per-click, well, I may as well do a pay-per-click in two or three towns and do direct mail to another two or three times. I mean, you know what I mean?
Okay.
You know, because, you know, I don't know, I still don't understand how to manage this marketing thing. I've never done, like I said, it's been, over the years, I've never done this. I've never done internet marketing. I've done direct mail marketing. And I did flyers, individual flyers going to, you know, 25,000 homes. mm-hmm. once a month, and sometimes I would do 50,000 homes, you know? It would be a big, glossy piece of paper, you know, on its own, in a magazine, and I'd send it to the home. And that's how I ran my business. It was an individual piece. So,
when's the last time you did mail marketing?
You know why?
Mm-hmm.
I let you guys take over, and I ended up here.
Right.
This is what happened.
Well, it's true. People are on the internet and not the mail so much, you know. But
my point is that while I was doing direct mail, I never ended up in this situation ever. I've never had that. It's only since I stopped doing the mail, like in November. And I didn't do the mail this year because I was going, the whole focus was to let you do it all, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And when you began to do it all, things went downhill. That's the truth. And, you know, so now I'm stuck with, I have at least a month before I can, you know, get my direct mail up and running again, because, you know, at least part of it. But there's a gap, you know, there's a whole month. You know, so I've been short of calls for over a month, you know, and no calls in the last week or so. So, you know, I'm devoid of, you know, probably 3 weeks of work because of it.
Ouch.
You know,
that's huge. Yeah. Yep.
That is. It's unbelievable, actually. And I thought that I had myself covered by spending $5,000 a month. I didn't think that this would happen, you know? But it did. So, you know, you can understand my frustration, you know? You know,
absolutely.
The internet people will tell you, oh, well, you know, direct mail is this. But to be honest, you know, I am someone that has done both direct mail and now done the internet. And if I had spent my $5,000 every month on direct mail, I would not be in this position. That's the truth. At the same token, I think it's okay to do both, you know, but because Google AdWords, I thought, okay, that would have some benefit. I was getting 15 calls from Google or through the organic search last year while I was doing the direct mail, and I thought that it was well spent money, you know, to get 15 calls for $300. It was really good, in my opinion, but anyway, to make a long story short, driving more capital to the internet portion of my marketing and less on the direct mail, I thought might be a better balance, you know, with the new product of Google Guarantee. I thought I could drive that, and I would have the organic, and then I would not run out because I could always bump up either one, you know, to keep call volume, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That was
now you've bumped them both up, and you've lost that.
I've lost everything, really. I haven't, you know, we had no call. We had like two or three calls last week. We might have one call yesterday. I have one estimate for tomorrow. I don't have any other calls today. I don't have my direct mail marketing in place to help me out. You know, so I'm in a dire situation. And I have this biggest problem is these people that have to work for me, they have families and kids. So if I lose them, I lose the company. A company will shut down after 30 years because you can't get people like that anymore. Not possible. So this little fiasco is far bigger problem than one you may think. You know?
I realize it affects everything. Everything goes downhill.
I wouldn't be able to hire a foreman like that. It's impossible. There's 50 companies out there that know who my foreman is, and they've been trying to take him for years. If I can't pay him, you know, for 1 or 2 weeks, he's gone. I look weak because you made me look weak, to be fair, you know, even though I did everything I was supposed to do.
Yes.
It's a terrible situation. You know, to be honest, it doesn't take long to fall from grace in this world. It can happen quickly. I tell people all the time, you know, you can go homeless in a heartbeat here. Anyone can. And all it takes is one mistake like that to lead you down a road where you'd lose your home, you lose everything. So think about it. You know, so when I'm frustrated about things, I'm thinking about, you know, how do I pay my mortgage? How do I pay my son's college? How do I, you know, the foreman leaves. How do I get another guy like that? You can't get another foreman like that. Just impossible. So it's not that we'll fix it. Question is it going to be fixed in time?
No, I do see exactly what you mean.
If you're talking to upper management, you need to tell them that story. Because this is the truth. You know?
Well, everything telling me is being documented.
Yeah. Yeah, it's the truth. You know, and worse than that, I'm not a client that doesn't understand marketing. You see, I do understand it. It is the most important part of my business because it's the heart that pumps the blood to the rest of the body. That's what it is.
Yes.
Yeah, and my heart just stopped and I'm trying to get started again, you know? So if it isn't starting time, I won't come back to life. Simple as that.
Okay, well, I'll tell you, let's just, you know, in steps, we'll say that since Friday, maybe the Google Guarantee is kicking in first, and we can see that the ads are starting to move again, and so hopefully we just see the right activity this week.
Yeah, I need...
On both.
You know, I will have to spend more money this month. We'll just get this thing working. I'll have to spend $6,000 to try to get the volume where I need it to get enough work to keep these fellas busy, even $7,000 if I need to, you know? So this is what you need to tell your bosses, that this is what I have to do, you know? And I expect to spend it all. I don't want to have money in that account at the end of 4 weeks. Because if I do, it means it didn't work.
Absolutely. No, and prior with the Google Ads, prior to this it was spending and you were getting calls, but you weren't getting enough calls. And now it hasn't been spending or getting calls for the past week. Not the first, but that direction will change. And I know said it's about how fast it can change is what matters. I get that.
I have some direct mail is starting to go out in the next, you know, week or so, you know, that might begin to click in, you know. But, you know, I need to find myself at 120 calls.
120 calls in a week, month or a week?
In a month.
Okay, right.
At least that, I need the, that's the bare minimum, you know.
Yeah.
So whatever I have to spend on that, since I'm behind, you know, I'm probably going to end up looking to get more calls because, although I will bid lower to get the work I have to now, you know, so now I'm going to be bidding low to try to get the work. So if I get a chance to work, I have to try to get the work to keep them busy. So my marketing costs are going to go from probably, if I spend $7,000, it's going to cost me $12,000 to $14,000 just on marketing this month because my prices will be pushed back down in an effort to get the work. If you understand where I'm coming from.
Right.
So there'll be no profit in the company this month because of that, you know? So the goal is only, it's going to take me 3 months to kickstart and get back into a place where I can. So not alone does the fact that you start running out of work, that's the worst thing that ever happened to you because it takes you another 3 months in to get your prices higher. You need to get your call volume up. Call volume means that you need to give up work to get higher prices. You know, that's the whole goal of marketing. If you understand it.
I see.
Higher prices are supposed to pay for your marketing. But when you have no work, you're forced to bring your prices to the floor in an effort to keep money around to run
keep
the next month's marketing. Yeah. But you don't make any profit from it. So for 2 months, I lose any profit out of the company until I get back into a position where, you know, you get organized with your algorithms, and then I get organized with direct mail. But for 2 months, though, I'm still going to lose. I'm going to lose 20,000 of my own income, you know, in the next 2 months because of all of this. Does all that make sense? Yeah.
Yep, I understand.
Yeah. So that's what this mistake cost me. So when you go and talk to your, you know, hope you put that in. When mistakes like this, and this should be taught at your sales meetings as well. And every young person needs to understand the logic of business, you know? Because you guys are partners with my business. And the overall profit and how it's dispersed and who gets paid. Well, if you make a mistake, you still get paid. But I end up paying for it. You know, that's the problem. You know, if we were equal partners, you would be taking a share of that hit, but you're not. That's the problem. Even though you are a partner.
I understand.
Yeah.
And I don't recognize a mistake that was made. What I recognize is that, you know, things were working at some level. But they weren't working at the level that you wanted, and we have tried to make changes every time we can.
I don't think that would be a fair argument, because if after a year, if one doesn't accept a mistake or a mishandling of my account in some way, then why would I move forward, knowing that you can't improve from where you are? I mean.
Well, that's the thing. We're working on constant improvements. We're working on constant improvements, which is not the same as a mistake. But I don't mean it in an argumentative way. Because if you feel as it was a mistake, then okay. But we definitely have been working on improving.
And
haven't gotten in this last improvement, which was supposed to be the best with Google's help, is taking some time to take effect.
Yeah, well, it's like if I don't get calls because there's something wrong with their algorithm, surely you cannot say that you know that there was nothing you know that it's normal and unacceptable that we would be paying $5,000 a month and not get enough calls to manage what we need to manage to keep the business running. Sure, if every customer ended up like that, you know, every business would collapse.
Right.
And you would be out of business.
That's right. I mean, our business depends on your business. You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
If we're not
my business depends on your algorithms being in place. It's not, you know, my business depends on getting phone calls. And you're in the business of getting the phone calls, not me. My part of this is that I supply $5,000 or $6,000 and you will do the rest, but you didn't. I did my part, but you didn't do your part. That's my point.
Okay.
And whatever,
right.
Whatever you can blame, you know, it doesn't really matter. You know, the CEOs of your company have to take responsibility. You know.
Okay, you know, you're right.
You know, it's just you have to. I mean, if I said if I wasn't going to pay, you know, $5,000 or $6,000, well. And I was only going to pay $3,000. I don't expect to run my business on $300, you know. And I don't expect you to give me results for $300. But for $5,000 or $6,000, yes, I expect results. So, and you would not argue that fact with me. Because,
no, you're right. You're right, Carl, about that. You're absolutely right.
Yeah. So that's all I'm saying. You know. If something happened, I don't know exactly the details, nor do we need to know. You know, all I'm saying is that, you know, I've told my story, and I'm in a dire situation here. You guys, like, this week, we need to get calls this week.
Okay. I understand, and absolutely hope and expect to see those calls this week. I was surprised when they dropped off like they did. You know, I was. And yet I could read what they said, what Google said, about it taking a few days. But the few days are up. And so, you know, we expect that to improve right away.
Yeah, because I go in, you see, and I can see, you know, like I did search for tree service Wilton. I don't see any organic search in there, but I do see the Google guarantee there. So at least there's a presence there, you know?
Yeah.
Hold on one second. Okay, so I do see, you know, that was the other thing is, you know, at least in where I may not have an organic presence in the, when I do Walton, tree service Walton, I don't have an organic presence, but I am in Google Guarantee, although I am not in the top spot, you know, I'm not on the front page. I'm in the bottom of it, you know, and I think that has a lot to do as well with the fact that, you know, I'm not being pushed because the Google Guarantee algorithm, there's something wrong with it as well. Because I'm paying $50 a click, I'm there, but like the other gentleman said, the best thing to do is to allow Google to push it and put in a bigger budget, and then they'll try to spend the budget, you know? That's how they make money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if I put a budget of $3,000 on that, they'll want to try to spend the budget if they can.
Well, absolutely. I mean, you know, that's why to not see the clicks or the budget spending is contrary to what, you know, that's how Google makes their money, absolutely. And you were spending $100 a day. And then Google themselves suggested maximizing bids or whatever. I don't know the exact words. They work with one of our agents here. And so you would think that that's going to, you know, work as not only help you, but also obviously be bringing them, they're not going to intentionally drop their own income. And yet it hasn't been spending yet since that. So, or it just started, but it started slow.
Okay. So what I'm
so it's
do is,
already more than yesterday.
I did send a small thing into Ivan, and I'll talk to him tomorrow. He sent me a link so I could set an appointment for, you know, on his calendar, you know, which is good. So I'll talk to him tomorrow, and I'll explain about the Google Guarantee in better detail. I missed a few words in my description to him, but I want to tell him personally what exactly the story is with Google Guarantee. And although I'm showing up now, you know, if we ended up putting it back onto Google taking over and raised the budget to 2,500 or 3 grand or whatever I'm going to do, then I need to know that actually the Google Guarantee is working the way it should, because it didn't seem to work before that, you know, and I wanted to make sure that was not having trouble as well, like the Google AdWords were having trouble, you know, and you know what I'm trying to say?
Yes, I do, and it looks like the Google Guarantee is getting back on track for you quickest.
Well, the Google Guarantee is absolutely, and I can absolutely see, you know, if I do three service Westport. Let's see what comes up there, if anything. Yeah, at least I show up in, there's an organic search here where I show up, you know. That's, you know, I can see myself organically in Westport, you know. I don't see myself on the Google Guarantee, but I do see myself on the organic in Westport.
Well, that's an improvement.
Let me see if there's Weston.
Because that's one of the cities that wasn't working for you when we spoke last week.
Yeah, and on Weston, I don't show up at the top, but I'm at the, you know, the Paula Tree Service is always at the top, so I have to figure out what they're doing and do what they're doing and put a bigger budget in, you know. So I'm gonna spend a bit of money, you know. Well, as soon as you start to decide, I'm gonna put a big budget in for 2 months. It's gonna be.
Right, we were also at that point before, but now we've had a little setback, so, you know, just no point just yet. But when I talk to you next week, we'll know.
And I don't see myself there's no organic presence I have no organic presence in Weston that I can see. I just have the Google Guarantee. I don't see myself there. But at least I'm in the front page on the Google Ads. So,
yeah. Well, we're still working on all of that.
Yeah, so there's no real organic presence, and
Well, I'm going to say we're three different kinds of marketing here on Google. If you can at least get one or two of them that are, you know, at the very least one of them, but of all your cities and different things, if you have at least one of them hitting every city, you know, that's a start. We want all three to hit every city. But but if you can get one, at least one way of presence in each one, it's a starting point.
Yeah. All right, so there isn't much I can do about it except hope that things begin to change. So.
Okay. So you have an appointment tomorrow with Ivan. You're going to have an appointment with me next Tuesday, okay?
Yeah.
I
think we should meet again in the midweek here. That's, I don't think the whole week.
Okay.
She said, Wednesday morning is, you know, how many days is that? Well, that's still not enough, a lot of days.
Do you want to meet on Thursday?
Let's do Thursday or Friday, one of those days.
Okay, let me look at the calendar. Just a moment.
Morning is better. It's going to automatically reboot at 1,000 anyway. Is it, when does that happen? Tomorrow?
Yeah, tomorrow. And so you know, that 1,000 every time is $701 of Google Ads. So
yeah, I understand that. Did you have a commission of $300?
No. It's not because of the commission. It's because that you literally, that's your monthly billing is including your $199 for your Google Business Profile. So that's not a $1,000 Google Ad billing. It's your monthly billing that includes $701 of Google Ads, which our commission comes out of the $701.
Okay.
So we never raised that. You're going to raise that at some point, but it's a mute point today. So, we don't.
Once we know that we have everything working, then I can, set things differently,
Right. And
I just, right now, I might end up, I just need to know that everything's working the way it's supposed to work and that you can, you've looked into the Google Guarantee, you've looked into the Google AdWords, and you're building on the organic, it's, I mean, I have to.
You've got to have these things working. Your whole business is dependent on this.
Yeah, it's, and believe it, I'm just one small company. We're not even a big company. So I know companies out there that have 60 employees, that started after I started, And they don't really have the experience that we have when it comes to taking down trees. We've got the most difficult trees around here. It's very difficult. They'll call us.
You have more experience.
Yeah, I have more experience. Any of the crane companies will tell you that we're the best. The guy that I have as my foreman is the number one crane tree guy that works with cranes in the state. They'll tell you that he's that good. That's why they all want him. That's why I can't afford to have he has to get paid one way or another, Or
right.
I lose him. If I lose him, I go out of business. I will probably have to close. Because I've had the same people for, I've only had 6 people in 30 years work for me. And, that's, in the tree business, that's one of the most rarest things. Because I know how to I'm good with people. So, you lose the best people you have, you can't raise your hand and get another person like that. All you get is problems, Your quality of work will drop. The work ethic's not there, and it's, the wind goes out of my sail, so to speak, to do this anymore.
Well, we got to turn it around,
McConnell, and so an appointment Friday, is that what you want, Friday?
Yeah, just, you know, that gives you 3 or 4 days to see how the organic search is going, how the pay-per-click, how the paid ads are going, you know, and how, you know, what Google guarantee and how they analyze that and see if everything is correct there, so that we spend our money, we can expect that the spend is going to get spent. Anytime it's not spent, there's a problem, you know?
Right. Absolutely.
You know, you can't have, if you set a budget, you need to spend the budget, otherwise there's something wrong.
Understood.
Yeah, okay. All right, I'll let you go. That was a long call here. All right.
Well, Connell, we'll talk to you soon, okay?
Much.
All right. Bye.